This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Officials say three Denver public schools are shifting to remote learning for the rest of the week because of a staffing shortage. Students at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Early College and John Ames Elementary School will learn from home tomorrow and Friday. George Washington High School students were remote today and will be tomorrow and Friday. DPS says it's possible the schools will be in remote learning again next week. State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy warns the pandemic is likely to worsen in the coming weeks. She says the state's positivity rate is nearly 10%, with some regions more than double that.
We are seeing much higher numbers come out of some of our community testing sites in certain parts of the state.
Governor Polis wants to expand Colorado's hospital bed capacity and wants cities to require vaccinations for people attending large indoor events. Yesterday, the state activated a key measure to help expand hospital staffing. La Plata County will restart the Regional Housing Alliance as Southwest Colorado continues to struggle with rising demand. The Durango Herald reports the alliance will help plan future development and work to increase affordable housing. Denver-based Root Policy Research says Southwest Colorado will need to add about 900 homes by 2023. More than half of them will be built in La Plata County to keep up with demand. Snow for the Central Mountains tonight. Lower elevations will be mostly clear and windy. This is CPR News.